It's Kai Pacha with the Weekly Pele Report for, this is October 28th of the year 2020, and I'm down here at Punta Leona inside the butterfly sanctuary. Look at this one over here. You see these butterflies? This is great. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to get as close as I... The moon is in Aries, cruising right along, and it's conjunct Chiron, opposite Venus today, and then it's going to move along into Taurus by Friday for the real grand finale, full moon conjunct Uranus. Within 3 minutes, right? The moon and Uranus, so there's a direct alignment, an amazing alignment with Sun, Earth, Moon, Uranus. That is really going to be something that is occurring that's exact on Saturday. Okay, happy Halloween. Like I say, I think it's going to be more tricks than treats. This one, I'm going to be talking about that Uranus quite a bit, but along with that, Mercury is cruising along, slowing down, stationing. It will be stationed direct next Tuesday, and really, it's square to Saturn this entire time. So we have Mercury-Saturn square going on, for this entire week, and it's slowing down stationing. The next Tuesday is November 3rd. That's for the election in the United States. We're going to have a stationary Mercury. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, and of course, in square to Saturn. All through this whole entire week also, we can just really consider that Venus is still in this opposition with Chiron. So, this is a time of great healing. I'm going to get as close to this guy as possible. It's another one of those same ones. That is a beautiful butterfly. There are a bunch of monarchs here, but I don't know exactly where the heck they went. Yeah. So what else? Black Moon Lilith has just recently gone into Taurus, so the moon is also going to be, Black Moon Lilith is not that far from the full moon. Yeah. Look at all these little guys. I'm torn between the astrology and the butterflies. I don't know if you can tell. They are, they must be used to people or something, because they don't go too far too fast. They're going all over the place. Okay. Anyway, that's enough. I will look at the camera and discuss exactly what is what this all is doing for us. Look at these guys. I know about smiling for the camera. These guys are flying for the camera. Okay, everybody. I'm kind of cliffhanging a little bit here, so I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to talk mostly about these three major aspects that create kind of an energy vortex for this week, and that is the Sun in opposition to Uranus, getting joined by the Moon. Kaboomy, yeah? At the same time, Mercury squaring. Okay, the Capricorn boardroom, Saturn in particular, exactly this week, stationing square Saturn. Okay, and the third one, Venus in opposition to Chiron, Libra to Aries. So, you know, if we look at it and we, you know, what's the message? What is, you know, what is the impulse of this time? What is the universe, the cosmos reflecting down to us during this particular time? I tried to sum it up in the mantra. Today I want to read for you, again, the Sabian symbol is very powerful, very potent for this time that is very deep, can be considered very dark, very challenging. It's the ninth degree of Taurus. What is the ninth degree of Taurus? A fully decorated Christmas tree. The ability to create inner happiness in dark hours. That's the key word. I'm going to hold that book up for you. There it is. If you're not familiar with it, yeah. This fourth stage symbol suggests the ever-present possibility open to us to transfigure the darkness and deprivation of the low point of a life cycle by incarnating it in it, an antiphonic response celebrating the ever-remembered and always expected high moments of life. It evokes our undying faith in cyclic renewal. Oh yeah, cyclic renewal. This too shall pass. What goes up must come down. And with astrology, the cycles, the seasons, even the human lifespan, okay, what also goes down, the sun goes down and it rises again. So we are, you know, we're coming into this very, you know, it's kind of a dark point, a deep point. The moon moving through Taurus, fixed earth, deep, solid, about survival. Taurus is our survival in our physical bodies. This is why it is resources, oil, diamonds, money, our own physical body, our talents, our capacities. And so the moon moving in here, touching upon Uranus. Uranus and Taurus now for the second year out of seven. This is a need for all of us to individually and collectively discover, invent new resources, new capacities, new talents, new sources of income, new ways to survive, whether it's the climate or the rainforest or the economy or our relationships. This is just like a time where we are all, it's like popcorn. I really feel it's like we are popcorn popping. Poing, 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 poing. You know, I mean, and it's getting faster and faster and more intense and more intense. I mean, Uranus rules sudden, unpredictable experiences. And the sun in Scorpio is intense. This is rebellion, revolution. Okay, you know, people wanting to individuate, differentiate, find our own way, rebel against the norm. Uranus is revolution and rebellion against the way mom and dad did it, the way society's doing it, the way that group is doing it, or that group, or that group. You know, it's kind of breaking up this cohesive unity consciousness to individuate each in our own way. The challenge with that is the extreme nature of, you know, the moon is our feelings and Uranus is extreme amounts of feeling. The moon is the subconscious. It's our inner child. This is a time where we can kind of be infantile and, conscious or not, you know, express infantile forms of behavior, from trauma or memories or issues that we had in this childhood, in this lifetime, or even in previous lifetimes. But it's just like, oh boy, wild, crazy. And then what do we have? Mercury stationing. Oh boy, what is that? Delays, miscommunication, okay, ballot counting. Okay, I mean, we can just basically say we know that we're not going to get the results of the election on November 3rd, like has been. It's like usually November 3rd, everybody votes. You stay up late at night and you see the results of the election. That's not going to happen this year. We're not going to know the results of this election for some time to come, yeah? Whatever results they are, they're going to get challenged. They're going to be delayed. There's going to be recounts. There's going to be, you know, court involvement. What is Mercury square Saturn? Saturn in Capricorn is what? The Supreme Court. I swear, this is going to the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land. So, you know, everybody's kind of on eggshells. Everybody's kind of nervous. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiousness going on now. And it's not going to go away. Do not think that, oh, we're just going to turn the corner and everything's going to be resolved. No, this is going on, like I've been saying, for a long time. Mars is retrograde. It's in Aries until January. Aries is protest, fighting, arming ourselves. I mean, just like bam, boom, 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 butting heads together. Aries rules the head. Yeah, so, you know, it's head banging and head bashing. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Yeah, so, you know, and the other part of that, Venus opposite Chiron, the heart space, our deepest wound. And this is where I want to come into the mantra a little bit here. You know, I've been counseling people for many, many years. I've done thousands and thousands of chart readings. And what do people come with? Basically the same questions. Love, money, and health. These are a lot to do with Venus questions. Yeah, Taurus, Libra. And you know, it's very amazing how, yes, we are all very different. We are all very unique. And, you know, they're different than us. And, you know, you got the LGBTQs, you got the Black Lives Matter, you got the white supremacists, you've got the conspiracy theorists, you've got, you know, the extreme right, the extreme left. I mean, you know, it's just like everything is getting very, very extremely polarized right now. And the mantra for this week is to remember. Yeah? And this is basically what astrology is all about. This is what cycles is all about. It's polarities and ascension, liberation, enlightenment, evolution occurs as you come towards the center of those polarities. Whether it's Aries, Libra, self and other, okay, whether it's Cancer, Capricorn, personal and professional, okay, you know, whether it is Taurus, you know, my needs and survival, you know, and Scorpio uniting with other people's values, other people's resources in order to survive. We have all of these polarities. And life is very polarized in the third dimension. This is where we want to remember that we are soul, spiritual, multidimensional beings having a third dimensional polarized experience. This is the law of one. We are one, and not just we, humanity. We are one with all that is. The trees, the rocks, the stones, the stars, the fish of the sea, the butterflies of the air. This is just it's a huge extravaganza of creation in its multiplicity of forms. I always feel that creation, you know, is just God witnessing itself in new ways, in different ways. But if we recall, if we remember, okay, that we all want, we want to survive, so we want money, food, shelter, clothing. We all want safety. We want to feel protected, nurtured, cared for. We all want emotional connection, union with someone on an emotional level. We all want to be loved. We all want safety. I mean, it's like you can count on one hand. There's like five basic human needs. So, you know, if we focus on, it's like you see what you pay attention to. You see what you're looking for. If you're looking for trouble, you find trouble. Okay, if you're looking for problems, you'll find problems. If you're looking for dirt on the floor, you're gonna find dirt on the floor. If you're looking for what we have in common, of how we are similar, of what can bring us together, and we're looking for solutions, we will find those solutions, and we will find our similarities. So that is really what the law of one is all about. Yeah? In Lakesh Alakin, I am another you, is another, that's the Mayan saying. Yeah, namaste. We have all kinds of aloha. Okay, is that, you know, it's just like, you know, there's all these different ways, yes, of, you know, kind of saying in very many ways the same similar thing. So as the moon Uranus, opposite the sun, wants to blow us apart this weekend and into next week, we want to repeat this mantra, right? It's time for my secret weapon, knowing the law of one. As different as we all appear to be, we're the same when it's all said and done. Sit into that. Feel into that. Breathe into that. Open ourselves to the love. Open ourselves to the beauty. And this warms us up like the Christmas tree inside. Outside, it's all, you know, where the Christmas tree began in the northern hemisphere. The trees, okay, were barren, covered with snow, ice cold, separated. Blah, 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 blah. And inside, it's nice and warm and cozy, decorated with human, you know, artistic creations, the ornaments. So let us come in from the cold and let us gather together in communities with all souls, not just like-minded souls, but come together as brothers and sisters in complete unity and realize our sameness. And that may help alleviate these anxious feelings, the fear, anxiety, all this, you know, what's on next? We're all, you know, on eggshells. What's going to break or crack or who's going to be hurt or what's going on? It's just like, it's going to be okay. After the death is the resurrection. Yeah? The caterpillar melts into liquid and emerges as a butterfly. We are in the meltdown phase. We will emerge as butterflies. Yeah, baby. One more time, if I can remember it. It's time for my secret weapon, knowing the law of one.
that as different as we all appear to be, we're the same when it's all said and done. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.